Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope you are all having an absolutely fantastic and blessed Monday. It's been a great weekend down here in Florida. Actually got a little smidgen of rain, if you want to call it that. It actually cooled it down just a little bit. It was so hot, it finally cooled down some, which was actually nice. And a lot of stuff going on, as always, in the whole world. But one story, and I want to start off with this, even though this is kind of a weird aspect of what's going on in California, but I'm really kind of read this a couple times this morning, and it really started to click on me that, to me, I feel like this has almost been predictive programming to get people to expect it, and not only that, to tell people what they're about to do in California. A doctor now has come out. Well, I'll read you the whole article here. Dr. Drew is basically discussing the aspects of the filthy conditions in Democrat-run cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles. And when they say Democrat-run cities, they really should say communist-run cities, because that's really what these cities are. That's what they've turned into now. And you have the second largest city in California, like Los Angeles. And, I mean, you have millions upon millions upon millions of people now. And Dr. Drew Pinsky talked about in detail. Now, he went into detail discussing how a L.A. police officer now has contracted typhoid fever in L.A. Typhoid fever. If you don't know what that is, I'm not going to go into it in detail. It's not cool. It's not cool at all. It's really, really bad, and it's really, really dangerous as far as it's unbelievably life-threatening. And Dr. Drew is now predicting, saying that he believes the bubonic plague is likely already present in Los Angeles. Last Thursday night, he went on and discussed, he said, we have a complete breakdown of civilization in Los Angeles right now. We have the three prongs of an airborne disease. Tuberculosis is exploding, along with rodent-borne tuberculosis. We are the only city in the country that doesn't have any rodent control programs. Sanitation is completely broke down now, with basically people defecating in the streets from these tent cities. So you have rodents that are contracting these diseases, feces in the streets. This obviously is a clear-cut example of what happened in the Dark Ages, which started the whole bubonic plague. He goes on to say, we had a typhus outbreak last summer. We're seeing more typhus outbreaks again this summer. I'm already hearing from experts that the bubonic plague is likely already here, and we have this fecal group contamination now showing up with typhoid fever. Three cases so far, one confirmed, probably three now. This is unbelievable. And so I'm bringing this up not because it's like a happy, happy article, but I want to let everybody know, in most cases, what they do, and they have done this repeatedly as far as the communists, the bankers, all these guys, they tell you what they're about to do before they do it. You cannot get much better of right conditions than having an unbelievably hot summer with all types of feces-bound diseases, with rats running around, with typhoid fever and tuberculosis rampant now in Los Angeles County. This is being set up, in my opinion, as a pretext to have a huge chaotic issue out in L.A., because Dad's talked about this before, and, you know, I've always kind of been back and forth about it between a hot war and between a nuclear war and between a pandemic, but he's absolutely right when he discusses the aspect of the easiest way to wipe out huge swaths of the population is through a pandemic. You lose no infrastructure, you lose no roadways, you lose no 5G networks, you essentially allow everybody to die off, and then you send in a hazmat cleaning crew to come in, burn all the bodies, scrub all the floors, clean the whole area, and start over again. Or you just quarantine that whole area and leave it be and start something else up. So just thought it was interesting. If you live in L.A., if you live in California, in these areas, be very, very aware of this and try to do the best you can to stay away from a lot of this stuff right now, because now we're seeing typhoid fever pop up in Los Angeles County, tuberculosis. I mean, this is stuff that, and we're not talking about stuff that's like one or two cases here with the tuberculosis. This is starting to get rampant over there. So just something to be aware of, Dad. So I figured I would kind of address that and let everybody know what's going on, really what's going on over there right now.
Well, let's talk about bubonic plague. Let's talk about typhus. let's talk about death rates. Let's talk about all of this for a second. We need to understand that when the Black Death hit Europe, which was from basically feces and rats and fleas and compromised immune systems, that, you know, a third, some people say up to half of the population of Europe died over a period of about 100 years. And it was bad. They would actually have a cart that would come by on the street, and they would ring the bells and say, bring out your dead, bring out your dead. And they would bring them on the carts, and they would take the bodies out and burn them outside of the city, because if they didn't burn them, they'd end up getting into the water supply, if, you know, as far as in the ground, and they'd contaminate the water. And it was bad. I mean, half the population of Europe died. Now, let me give you a couple little bit of trivia facts here. The Jews didn't die during the bubonic plague. And you think, well, what the heck? What's that all about? And I said, well, let me talk about it. This is interesting. They were following kosher dietary laws. They were not eating pork. Pork causes a massive reduction in your immune system. It really makes your system get super weak. Pork causes cancer, according to the World Health Organization, and it causes long and lingering wasting diseases, according to the Bible, which is basically cancer. Now, what was interesting about this, Austin, is that the primary staple of the diet of the people who were coming or who were dying in Europe was lard pie. That was pork fat pie. It was a huge thing that they did. Pigs were cheap to raise, and they would have lard. They would sell it on the street corners, and they would basically cook the pies made out of lard pie, and these people would eat this pork out of lard pie, and they would get sicker and sicker and sicker because their immune systems were compromised. In fact, a lot of the people got mad at the Jews and said the Jews had sent this plague upon them because the Jews weren't dying, because they didn't understand, you know, the laws of personal hygiene, and not realizing that the Jews were the ones who were not dying because the Jews were the ones who were not eating the pork and destroying their own immune systems. Now, let's fast forward to Germany, World War II, to the slave labor camps, also known as concentration camps. Some of them were also death camps. Some of them were used for, you know, experimentation. A lot of people died in those camps. I have no idea how many. And the reality is this. Typhus hit the camps and wiped out a huge chunk of the camp. The Germans didn't kill all the Jews with whatever. They ended up, you know, dying of typhus because these places were rat-infested. Their diets were very compromised because at the end of the war, they couldn't afford to feed the troops or the German people, much less the slave labor. Steven Spielberg said at the end of the movie Schindler's List that he had made the movie for the 4.5 million Jews who were still alive in concentration camps at the end of World War II. Now, I'm going to repeat that. Steven Spielberg said at the end of Schindler's List, when he basically accepted the Oscar during the Oscar presentation for that movie, that movie had been made for the 4.5 million Jews who were still alive at the end of the war, you know, alive in the concentration camps. So you have to ask yourself a question. Here's the question. And just ask yourself this. I'm not trying to make any kind of weird statement or point. If Hitler's primary goal was genocide, the systematic extermination of the Jewish race, why in the world were there 4.5 million Jews still alive in concentration camps at the end of the war? The only thing the Germans would have had to do is they were retreating and leaving the camps, etc., leave the people locked into the camps because they were extremely weak from typhus and other diseases. And they could have just shut the water off to cap the wells or whatever, and everybody would have died within 3 to 4 days from dehydration. But they didn't do that. There were 4.5 million Jews still alive in concentration camps. Now, a boatload of Jews and Christians and Protestants and Catholics died of typhus. They died of all kinds of diseases and rat-infested, you know, barracks and all the other crazy things that were being done. So always ask yourself these questions. You know, why were that many Jews left alive in the concentration camps? And also remember, the whole shipload of Jews were sent from Germany to the United States into New York City, and the United States said they didn't want them there, and they sent them back. You Google it. Just Google it. And so we got to ask ourselves a question. I mean, who's running the narrative on these wars, and why were these wars fought? There's a really good book you need to read. It's called The Bad War. It was banned on Amazon. You can get it for free online. Just look it up. It's called The Bad War. And it asks questions like I'm asking you right now. So here's the thing. I'm not a fan of Hitler. Don't ever say I'm a fan of Hitler, because I'm not. Okay? I will say this. Hitler had enough stones that he got rid of the central bank in Germany. When that happened, all hell broke loose in Germany, and the whole world went against Germany because he had thrown out the Rothschild banking cartel and started putting debt-free currency somewhere between 1935 and 1938. Some people say 35, other people say 1938. So he did do that, And so they basically caused themselves to be pretty much have the whole country wiped out because of that. Of course, there are estimates from half to a third of the population of Germany died during World War II. You know, Stalin killed 50 million of his own people, for heaven's sakes. I mean, that guy was a much bigger murderer than Adolf Hitler ever thought about doing, but because he was allies with the United States and was a 33-degree Mason. Oh, that's right. You didn't know that Stalin was a 33-degree Mason. Well, so was Roosevelt. So was Harry Truman. So was Churchill. Yeah, and Churchill was also a Druid. I mean, he was a Satan worshiper. And a lot of people believe that Dresden, up to half a million who died in Dresden the night of the bombings in February of 1945, when he killed women and children, up to, some people say 100,000, some say half a million. They don't really know because people just disappeared because they were consumed by the flames. A lot of people say that Churchill did that as a blood sacrifice from a Druidic worship standpoint. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But all I know is that Churchill was a Druid, and he was a Mason, and that Stalin was a Mason, and that Harry Truman was a Mason, and that Roosevelt was a Mason. And a lot of the Roosevelt fortune, by the way, came from the drug running from the Chinese opium trade. But you didn't know that either. So a lot of stuff in his background and his family's past. So a lot of this stuff is really shady when you start getting into it, and you start trying to figure out who and what and why they're doing certain things. And this turns into some shady stuff. And so we've got to understand this. But now we're talking about L.A., we're talking about typhus, we're talking about tuberculosis, we're talking about rats, we're talking about garbage piled in the streets, we're talking about diseases, including the plague, coming back. Think about what I'm saying and what Austin said this morning and what I've said to you guys so many times. I'm going to repeat this to you guys one more time because we get a lot of new listeners every single week. In Genesis chapter 6, every thought of every man was evil all the time. They were using pyramids all around the world, thousands of them. Okay, and we've seen a lot of them buried in the Atlantic Ocean still. They're there when everything split apart. And they were using basically fissures of water underneath them. When water goes at 200 meters per second, it changes its molecular structure and starts to glow blue and sets off an electromagnetic pulse underneath that creates huge amounts of energy. People don't realize it does this. If you keep it at that level for very long, it creates light crude oil. Just thought I'd mention that. It's crude oil and dinosaur bones don't make crude oil. The earth makes it itself. But what's interesting about this is they had built these pyramids on top of these ley lines underneath these huge electromagnetic fields where this water is moving underneath, and they basically were creating an energy field around the planet, which they were able to control every man's thought all the time. Now, where in the world did this technology came from? Well, that was fallen angel technology, or we'd call it alien technology that we have today. Well, this is what happened, and then God basically split the continents apart, and when he did that, these fissures and these magnetic fields all changed, and the pyramids stopped working. There was no longer a magnetic residence around the planet that could control the thoughts and the hearts and the minds of the people. This is why it says in the Bible that every thought of every man was evil all the time. Because it was basically programmed to be that way. God had seen what the fallen angels had done, had enough of it, pulled the plug, flushed the planet, started over again with Noah's DNA because it was clean. Then it says, and Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be with the return of the Son of Man. It has taken them thousands and thousands and thousands of years now to reestablish this energy field around the planet using the Earth's electromagnetic energy field as a base to start with. Now they're bringing in 5G. And the 5G is going to complete the cycle again as it was in the days of Noah. You got to realize where we're going with this scripture, guys, and where this prophecy is going. And so what ends up happening is we're now in a situation where Austin's right. They're not going to come in now and destroy their own infrastructure. It took too long to get these cell towers up, these microwave generating towers up, these giant power lines into these microwave towers, these Gwen towers up, these sea-based radar domes in place. All of this stuff's ready to go now with 25,000 satellites around the planet that's going to be tied into the 5G network, which is going to take Lucifer and put him into an ability to be omnipresent and to control the hearts and the minds and thoughts of every man all over again. They're going to use some type of biological plague, some type of weaponized Ebola, weaponized plague. I mean, these guys actually dug up people from 500 years ago in the permafrost up in Norway a few years back, and they actually found people that had died of the plague, and they reconstituted the plague. They brought it back to life. They basically got the genome of it and basically rebuilt the plague. You think, what the heck? Yeah, that's what I said too. What the heck? Why are they rebuilding the plague? Well, they want to weaponize it. They want to weaponize Ebola. They want to weaponize it. Do you remember these boys at Fort Detrick you know, and over the Kinemas Laboratory over there in Sierra Leone. These guys aren't playing, you know, with a full deck on their head as far as whatever. These are like, you remember that movie Austin years ago? It was called 4th of July, in which they go, the president goes down to this deep military base, and he starts talking to the scientists. And the one guy used to play Data on Star Trek, and he had the long hair, and he's like completely corrupt.
Talking about Independence Day.
Mm-hmm. First Independence Day, that's right. First Independence Day. And what happened is there was a guy who used to play Data on Star Trek, and he was in there, he had long hair, and he looked at the president, and he goes, you know, as you can imagine, they don't let us out very much. Okay, this is the kind of weirdos that do this, okay? They don't have a life. They don't have a wife most of the time. They don't have girlfriends. They don't have kids. These guys are like, you know, 160, 80, 90, 200 IQ weirdos that can't relate to anybody, but they can sure put the plague back together again. And this is what they're planning on doing, guys. They're going to hit us with biologicals. And that's why I say to you over and over and over, the plague didn't kill everybody. Ebola doesn't kill everybody. These things only attack people with weakened immune systems, primarily those who have heavy metal toxicity. Same thing with Morgellons. You have to keep your immune system strong. You've got to keep your iodine up. You've got to keep your vitamin C up. You've got to keep your D3, K2 up. You've got to keep your multiple vitamins in there. You've got to keep your immune system really frosty, so if one of these things grabs you, your body's a system strong enough to fight back. Just this weekend, I had a pastor's wife contact me, and I'm good friends with her husband, and I've known him for many, many, many years. And I did multiple seminars in their churches, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And I told, you know, I've covered my top 10 foods never to eat. I talked about don't put fluoride into your system. It'll mess up your thyroid. I mean, I ran it until it was in the dirt. You got to get a distiller. Well, she contacts me this weekend also. She tells me her thyroid's all screwed up. She doesn't know what to do. They got her on thyroid medicine. They don't know what to do. She's not responding properly. So I said to her, what kind of exposure are you getting to fluoride and the halogens? Bromine, halogen, you know, chlorine, fluorine. What are you doing? Something's going on with your thyroid. It's gone wacko. Come to find out, she's drinking tap water in restaurants, Austin, which is loaded with fluoride and chlorine. She's not drinking bottled water. She's drinking just basically filtered water in restaurants, if they even have filters, which only takes part of the chlorine, at least all the fluoride intact. And get this, you guys are going to love this. And she's using fluoride toothpaste. I mean, I don't even know what to say. And her thyroid's all screwed up now. Her metabolism's all screwed up. Now they're diagnosing with hypothyroid disorder. And now she's starting to gain weight. She's feeling awful. She has no energy. And I texted her yesterday. I said, what the heck? Fluoride toothpaste? Really? It says on the tube of toothpaste, do not ingest. If you ingest this, contact the poison control center immediately. It's got rat poison in it. You're brushing your teeth in rat poison. I said, what are you doing? I said, do you not listen when I tell you you don't put fluoride? So now she goes, we're going to get a distiller now. We're getting a distiller. And I said, and she goes, well, how do I get it in the restaurants? I said, just bring a Voss bottle, get a glass Voss bottle, or bring a Yeti. Just tell them you're bringing your own water, your own distilled water. If they've got distilled water, you'll buy it from them. If not, just charge you for a glass of water. Whatever, man. And this is what you've got to do, guys. You've got to learn that you can't allow your thyroid to get compromised. You can't allow your immune system to get compromised. You got to take D3, K2, iodine every single day. It's vitamin C, 4 to 8,000 milligrams a day. You got to swab the inside of your nose out with colloidal silver a couple of times a day if you get exposed, especially if people are sneezing around you. You got to do all of these things all of the time. And also, I'll tell you, since I started doing the swabbing thing with my nose all the time, I very rarely ever even get a cold. Very rarely. Only time I ever get a cold is when I forget to swab my nose. Guys, it's so important that you keep your immune system straight. We have the plague being released now in L.A. County. We have millions of people probably in L.A. from South America, from Honduras, from El Salvador, from every godforsaken hellhole country that has no running water or sewage in Central America and South America, including caravans of Africans coming across now the Rio Grande. How the heck they got over here, I have no idea. You know, wading across, bringing every known disease to man that we've ever seen on this planet back into the United States, with a huge percentage of our population now with compromised immune systems due to chemtrails, due to fluoride, due to chlorine, due to GMOs. The GMO foods destroy your gut lining. It could destroy your ability to fight off of disease and infection. And again, it won't be a nuclear war. I keep telling people, don't listen to me on this also. Everybody, it's going to be a nuke. We're going to get a nuke. No, we're not. We're going to have a biological attack. Now, there will be a conventional warfare theater here. And they may use a few tactical nukes, or they may use some dirty bombs, or they may even use that MOAB, that mother of all bombs, which looks like a mini nuke going off. And they may tell you that we've been nuked, but they're not going to destroy their own infrastructure. They're not going to destroy their power lines. They're not going to destroy their power stations. They're not going to destroy their Gwen towers. They're not going to destroy their cell towers. And they're not going to destroy their 5G network. They're not going to do that. They're going to use that to control you. That's what this whole thing's about, to turn you back into a doggone servile slave. And that's what they want, where you walk around in a stupor. Walk down the doggone street of any major city now. People get run over by cars now because they got their heads buried in their iPhones and their iPads, and they don't even look or talk anymore. They act like they're all on drugs, which they are, which is fluoride, and they're basically in a catatonic state. This is what they want, because people like that don't question the narrative. They don't question the outcome. Guys, please, I ask you from the bottom of my heart, I prayed for you this morning, please keep your immune system strong. You know, if you're not going to buy my vitamins for whatever reasons, because you just like to listen to the show and you stay pissed off at me all the time because you don't like what I say because I'm not politically correct, whatever, why are you listening to start with, whatever, even you, if you're going to be like that, get your vitamins somewhere. They make a high-quality nutraceutical supplement, and start taking D3, K2, potassium iodine, 12.5 milligrams a day. Most of the time you're going to get it in micrograms. It's not strong enough. 12.5 milligrams a day. And get at least 6,000 to 8,000 of ascorbate vitamin C into your system every single day, and keep your immune system frosty. Guys, these guys aren't playing for fun. These guys are playing for blood. You see what they've done with the tens of thousands of people they've murdered now in Africa, beta testing their doggone Ebola virus and how they've weaponized it. It's coming here, guys. It's coming here across the border. And why Donald Trump worries about his new hairstyle, and that we all worry about what his wife is wearing, which I will admit she's much prettier than Hillary Clinton. I'd much rather look at her again than ever look at Hillary Clinton. I can't stand to look at Hillary Clinton. She makes me want to puke. I got to say this, guys. I mean, we got ourselves all caught up in Donald Trump. Donald Trump is pushing his pro-sodomite agenda globally now. I mean, think about what I'm saying. He's a sodomite. He's pro-sodomite. I mean, he's pro-sodomite. You got to call it what it is. He loves to have – he's so pro-gay marriage, gay everything. I mean, what the heck, man? Is this what we voted for? Well, apparently we did. I've got another one of my pastor friends. Every time I say anything to him, this happens on a regular basis. Now, he gets all pissed off, excuse my language. He says, I'm not going to talk to you anymore, blah, 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 blah. Why? Because I show him what Trump's doing. I don't believe that, blah, blah, blah. We're better off than Hillary. Well, we are better off than Hillary, one thing. We get to look at Ivanka Trump. Well, that's a fact, okay? But I can't see much difference, Austin. Hillary Clinton would have done the same agenda Donald Trump's doing, but she'd been much more in your face, just like Obama was about it. Guys, the same group that controlled Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush Sr. is the same group that controls Donald Trump and has controlled this country since John F. Kennedy, and they killed him. That's why Woodrow Wilson, the great betrayer of this nation with the Federal Reserve Bank, because he's being blackmailed by Samuel Untermeyer, the great betrayer of his nation, Woodrow Wilson, said before he died, there's a great presence, a great evil that's taken over this country. It's something that's so evil and so awful that men dare not speak its name. And he said, I've betrayed my country. Guys, he did that. Woodrow Wilson did it. The worst presidents we've ever had. Here they go. Here you go. Number one, there's no question about this one, is Abraham Lincoln. It doesn't get any worse than Abraham Lincoln. Number two is Woodrow Wilson. Didn't get any worse than him. Number three is Lyndon Johnson, who was basically complicit in the killing of John F. Kennedy. And it just goes downhill from there. But, guys, those are the worst ones we've ever had. And, of course, Obama would be next. But Obama is just a puppet. Remember that. And so is Trump. Okay, I don't know how I got off on all this stuff this morning. Austin, plague is upon us. The plague is in L.A. Guys, if you've got friends who live out there, you might want to tell them boost your immune systems or move out. What do you think, Oz?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, and so that's why I continue to tell everybody, it's always, always, always imperative that you stay ready and prepared for anything that may occur, and especially that means staying away from a lot of those areas, having proper hygiene measures in place, possibly having face masks if you need to run, you know, N99, you know, face mask covers and so forth. And, you know, don't be running around grabbing door handles and picking your nose or doing stuff like that. I'm being honest with you. Wash your hands. Be careful what you're touching, because a lot of cases, if you look back, if you're really clean and you end up getting like a cold or something, you can usually point back. If you trace your steps, you'll figure out where you got exposed to something. I can't. I've done it multiple times where I've gotten a cold or something. I get a little head cold for a day or two, and, you know, I kick it over pretty fast because my immune system and the supplement intake is so high. But I'll look back and I'm like, where did I get that cold from? Who did I talk to? What was I around? What was I doing? When did I not wash my hands? And in most cases, you can pinpoint it down to at least a couple scenarios that were plausible. Also, too, in other news, it seems to be that there's never an end for data collecting now. As Dad talked about, this is one of the reasons why the 5G system, and of course, they're going to upgrade it into the 6G system. I did a whole expose on that about 2 months ago with one of the individuals that was actually the spearhead in getting 5G approved and getting it passed through and then getting it federally protected, which made it so you can't, from a state, county, or city level, prevent 5G from coming into your city now, which I thought that was great when the FCC did that. You know, just absolutely do everything you can to shove it in the American population's face that we have no say in anything when they turn around and say, oh, yeah, by the way, you can't tell us we can't put 5G in your city. We can put a 5G tower right beside your house and radiate your house 24/7, 365, and yeah, you can't say anything about it because it's federally protected now. That's what the FCC did. Because now, 5G, as Dad was talking about, isn't just going to be what it is. 5G is a baseline. It's a lily pad. It's a step into the next level, which 6G, when I discussed that article 2 months ago from the founder that brought in a lot of the 5G systems, he said the goal of 6G, which runs on terahertz, he said, is to allow people to use and have their cell phones essentially implanted into their brain so they don't have to carry a cell phone on their person. They have it interlinked right into their brain, and they can see their phone, they can see their screen, they can see their contacts, and all they have to do is say who they want to call, and they can basically call it, and you're going to have like a little transmitter on your person. That's the next level that they're planning on doing that ties you into the 6G. So essentially, that's what they've also talked about, you know, with these Apple watches, all these iPhone watches you see people running around with, which I'm not a fan of those. I will never own one of those. That's what they want to have. They want to have an Apple phone, so to speak, that has the transmitter in it so it can uplink up to the 6G system. Then you basically have a small microchip implanted into your brain or into your neck, and then it turns around and it links to the phone system. The microchip in your brain links to your central nervous system, and you can control your phone and everything you do all the time and watch it, literally watch it. It'll be like, oh, like a picture in a picture. You'll have like a screen at the bottom of your eye and you'll see it floating around. Not kidding. This is the technology they're talking about. But that's 6G. They can't even get to that level on 5G. They need 6G to do that. And that is next. You think we have idiots that are so wrapped up in their phones now? Wait till you can start walking around and looking at your phone without having your phone on you. You just see your phone screen while you're standing around staring at stuff. You want to talk about a distracted, ignorant, idiotic population? Just wait for that. Then think about it. How do you keep everybody completely entertained and distracted and keep them thinking about every thought of evil they can possibly think of? You have the phone implanted into their brain, so they're constantly being bombarded with ads. They're constantly bombarded with porn. They're constantly being bombarded with distractions. They're constantly being bombarded with anything you want to put them in. And people go, well, how would they figure out what to do all that with you? It's a great question. Simple answer. Data collection. There's a reason why they've been collecting data on the entire population of the United States and most of the world for the last 5 to 10 years with these big tech companies. There's a reason why third-party contractors will pay millions of dollars for huge batches of all this info. They start doing this years ago, and they start building a data on every single person, a data file, so they can come in and say, I know what Austin likes to go go out and eat. I know what he likes to drink. I know where when he likes to work out. I know how often he likes to work out. Why? Because if you allow them and you keep your phone with you all the time and you leave your permissions on, especially on a lot of these apps now, their microphone's on your phone all the time. Your tracking's on your phone all the time. Your data on your phone is on all the time, meaning they see the internet sites you go to, they listen to your conversations, they track your GPS location, and they look at all of your data on your phone as far as your pictures. So they know everything you're doing all of the time. Everything on your phone, they watch, they mirror. And then every place you go that links up to any GPS, that links up to any Bluetooth, that links up to any Wi-Fi, they know you're there. So they know when you walk into the restaurant, your Wi-Fi picks up on the phone, they know you're there. So they say, okay, Austin's here at 6:30, he's at this restaurant here. Then you turn around and buy your meal. Then you pay for it on your card so you get points. Then that credit card sells the information to a third party on what you purchased to eat. And they turn around and have an entire database on you. That is how they're going to do it. And take it a step further, just when you thought you were safe to at least go off on vacation, even if you're like, you know what, I'm not even going to bring my phone with me. I'm going to bring my wallet. I'm going to bring cash. I'm going to bring my ID. I'm going to go on vacation. We're going to go get a nice place. Now the creepy surveillance capitalism, courtesy of Amazon now, who isn't even hiding the fact that they have put millions of speakers in homes now, is now planning on putting Alexa in hotels by offering discounted hardware, customized software, and new ways for property managers to harvest and use data. From the Wall Street Journal, they're telling you right what they're doing. Amazon's plan to move into your next apartment before you do. That's a bit ominous. For Amazon, the appeal is obvious. Adding millions of new users to its services and gaining access to data like their entire voice-based wish list and Alexa-powered shopping habits will put it further ahead of the competition, which at the moment doesn't have a significant presence in rental properties, new home constructions, or hotels. We can predict if residents are happy based on their digital interactions. Here's what's going on now, and here's the question about privacy. Renters, home buyers, hotel guests are all surrendering more data as a result of these innovations and may not be aware of the parties monitoring their smart home interactions. I've tried to be very candid about this. If you don't think they monitor everything when they tell you that they do, you really need to be awake. That's why I always tell people, turn off all your apps on your phone all the time. Leave them off unless you absolutely have to use them. People go, well, you know, they can still listen to you. Oh, they absolutely can. But best believe, if you have all your apps turned off and that information gets out there and you have not a single app on, you have the grounds to sue them at that point because you have not given them permission. They give you the ability to turn off those apps. They have to in the clause. But most people, 99% of people I know, never turn off any of their permissions on their phone. Consenting to the data surrendering hidden information is somewhere usually in the contract's fine print that people usually don't read or don't understand. And very few people even realize you can turn off your permissions. In the meantime, Amazon is planning to push its surveillance and data in places too, including public places. Job posting on Amazon's own website indicate the company aspires in the future to push its Alexa service and Echo devices in all stadiums and hospitals. A spokeswoman said senior living communities and vacation rental operators are also in the company's insight. Amazon is willing to share data insight and even the revenue that flows from putting smart devices in all living spaces. Marriott, for example, is the launch partner for Amazon's Alexa for hospitality services. How fantastic. Amazon is building out dashboards for Marriott and other hotel companies that want to use its service. These hubs for data and insight will allow Amazon to measure, collect, and pass on information about all guests' engagement with their in-room Alexa devices, which will be capable of doing everything from making restaurant recommendations and adjusting the thermostat and anything in between. They are planning on taking over everything with this 5G, factoring and focusing it, going into 6G in the future, and I've told everybody about this. If they start doing this in hotels, you go stay at hotels, I like a lot of Marriott hotels, they're actually really nice, then I'm going to turn around and either tell them I don't consent and see what happens. I'm telling you right now, I'm trying to figure out what happens. Or if they have those devices in the room, going to try to unplug them when they get in the room. Now, they may start factoring them in and building them in. However, that's going to be very cost prohibitive in a lot of these hotel rooms that are already built because to go in and integrate an Alesca system in the wall or in something is going to be difficult. In most cases, they're probably going to put an Alesca basically in the room and just plug it in and let it run. That's going to be the most cost-effective way to not have to change infrastructure. But we'll see. I'll keep you guys apprised on it next time I see one of these, because I am very, very curious. This is what the next step is. Hotels, stadiums, hospitals, anything they can possibly do to gather your information and listen to what you say, they're doing it. And best believe it's not just about marketing what food they want to send you or what restaurants they're going to send you. They want to know everything you do, every thought, every word, every idea, every plan. They want to do it, and they will eventually with the algorithms, if they get this intel, they will be able to predict what you're going to do every single day without you even knowing what you're about to do. That's how good the algorithms have gotten, especially once they collect enough data on you, Dad. So just FYI, everybody, be aware this is going on. That's pretty much the whole gist of why I brought this up.
Well, you know, think about it for a second. Let's say, for instance, you're having a problem with alcohol. Okay, let's say you're a recovering alcoholic, and, you know, and they know that. They know you're recovering alcoholic, but they want you to drink because they want you to buy liquor at their hotel or whatever they want to do. All of a sudden, they start hitting you with these doggone ads, you know, in your home room, in your room. If you've got a built-in cell phone in your brain, now you start seeing all this junk. Let's say you've got a problem with looking at stuff on the internet you're not supposed to look at. They start hitting you with all those pictures to trigger you, to trigger your nucleus accumbens. Let's say that you have a problem with eating too much high fructose corn syrup, and you've got too many, you like Oreo cookies too much, and now you suddenly, you know, you're trying to cut back on all this stuff, but they know you really like these things. You think they're not going to show you those things? They want to sell you stuff. They want to make you as enslaved as they possibly can. Then, when you die, they want to basically get your funeral expenses and all the other stuff. Think about it for a second. And this is speculation on my part, so I want to make sure everybody understands that. You know, Starwood Hotels were one of the largest hotel chains in the world. 2 years ago, Marriott came up with, I think, $14 billion, some huge number, and bought Starwood and made it the largest hotel chain in the world. So now, if you're a Marriott member, you get to stay in Starwood Hotels and Marriott Hotels. They call the whole thing Bonvoy. And this is not a promotion for Marriott. I'm not doing that this morning. But what it has done now is made it very easy to implement this type of program like Alexa into all of these hotels worldwide. Think through what I'm saying. The independent hotels still are not there. But think through this, too. You know, the radio stations used to all be independent in the United States. The FCC had said you can't own more than one station in one market under one on one corporate ID, because it would be too easy to censor the news. In the early 90s, Bill Clinton changed that law and allowed huge companies like Clear Channel to come in and buy up every single channel in a network or a channel in a city, like, you know, in New York or Cincinnati or Chicago, and they start buying all of these different places and these different radio stations. Now, all of a sudden, they're buying up all the hotel rooms and all the hotel chains. Think through what I'm saying. The same people who are doing all of this through the international banking cartels are buying up all the assets. That's why so much of the world is owned by these same groups of people, this blood family, these bloodlines. And this is the group that basically has been doing all of these things, these druidic groups, these satanic groups, for thousands and thousands of years. They're also the same group that controls DARPA. And now another article just came out, and I posted it on our website. DARPA can exterminate humanity. You could feasibly wipe out the human race. One of the most dangerous experiments that mankind has ever embarked upon is DARPA's desire to drive for gene drive technology. Scientists now have the knowledge and the tools they need to create and deliver doomsday genes which can selectively target and exterminate an entire species or race. Now listen to me. They don't like white people. They can kill them. They don't like Hispanics. They can kill them. It's so specific. They don't like Germans. They can kill them. They can kill French. They can kill anything. That's why they've been doing all of this data collection on, you know, DNA, you and me, and who else, whatever, you know, and if I give all your DNA to everybody and they see what you're doing, they can then look into your genome and target specific genes. You say, well, are they going to make you drop dead? Well, no. They can turn off a gene, you know, with a frequency, which tells your immune system to turn on. And all of a sudden you get sick. And you get sicker, and you get sicker, and you get sicker. And, oh, poor old Joe, he died. He got sick. He got some kind of immune thing and just died. Little Joe didn't even know that he got targeted. His DNA got targeted. The 5G – I'm going to explain this one more time. The 5G telephone systems that they're putting in, it's not about increasing our internet speed, which we've talked about so many times. The same thing with the 6G. These are – phased antenna arrays in these giant refrigerator boxes they're putting on telephone poles. And what they do is they create scalar and longitudinal waves. And what they do, they track you by your telephone now, and they can track you by your DNA. Because your DNA is a specific frequency. It's like when you turn into a radio station, let's say you turn into 91.1 FM, and you're listening to the station. You have a specific frequency that your body vibrates at. Let's say you're 0.09999999, whatever, 42331, okay? They tune into that frequency with these 5G grids, and they can track you based upon the radio signal your body's putting out. You say, well, that sounds weird. I didn't say it didn't sound weird. I'm just telling you they've had that technology for many, many years, for decades. Human beings put out a radio transmitting code, a signal based on our frequency, and they can track you into that frequency, and then they can target you specifically with your genome, and that's what DARPA's working on. They're working on actually gene-driven experiments. According to Sputnik News, and as previously reported, the United States highly secretive advanced military process, DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, announced it will invest tens of millions, that means billions, into dollars into genetic extinction research. Are you believing this? While the official aim of the research is said to fight harmful insects, okay, like we all believe that, like mosquitoes which carry malaria, there are significantly darker implications and speculations surrounding the possible use of such a tool. A quick Google search will give you enough information to let you know how horrific this type of technology can be. And you'll find it fascinating just at how unbelievable a weapon this could be, how unintentionally mistakes can be made that can cause irreparable damage to the human race. And I mean fast, okay? You could feasibly wipe out the entire human race in a very short period of time, or, well, like I say, cull the population. It's an unbelievable tool at the disposal of madmen. Guys, this is off-world technology. This is going to be used to reduce the population and to cull us. This is what they're doing to us. And guys, if you gotta understand that these guys, you know, these guys are nuts. Okay, they're just nuts. They believe all this stuff is good. They believe. I just watched that silly movie the other day, that new Godzilla. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your money. It was a horrible movie. I watched it the other day. It just came out. And the one girl goes berserk. She goes, I'm releasing all of these titans to destroy the population of the planet so the Earth can go back into order. And we've got to destroy all these people and kill all these people in order to make – it's a big politically correct crap show is what it was. And I'm like – I'm sitting in the middle of going, I cannot believe I'm paying to listen to this. Plus, I should have left about 20 minutes of that movie on the editing floor. It got really boring. And I thought, this is awful. And then I watched that politically correct Aladdin that I should have walked out on the other night. That's another one I do not recommend. I don't even get me started on that. That was just they even put transgenders into that one. That was just a bunch of sick stuff. So guys, you got to understand that this whole world is being manipulated to allow them to control you in every single thing they do. That means they want to control your body, your soul, your spirit, your heart, your DNA, your energy field, your frequency, everything. It's all about this, and it's about what they're going to do with DARPA and all this advanced robotics stuff they're putting together. Wow. I didn't know this show was going to go this way today, but that's where we are right now. Austin, what do you think?
No, there's no doubt about it. And I mean, once this stuff, and that's the other aspect of it too, is once all this stuff is completely and totally electronic, and that's where we're pretty much reaching to the point now where there really is no getting away from the system. I saw our article earlier because I had heard about this yesterday afternoon, and that essentially all Google Cloud, including Gmail, YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, I mean, a ton of different things, all went down simultaneously yesterday and affected millions of people. Now, I'm not saying it's really a bad thing that a lot of those social media platforms went down, but what you have to understand is when you start having Google Cloud dashboard, you know, start shutting down and saying that it's not working, everybody has to really understand that, I mean, if this goes sideways, then shutting off the power is not an issue to them. You got to understand that. They like the infrastructure that's in place, but if they have to do something like this, if the bankers feel like they don't have another option and they need to basically go in and shut the whole grid down or simulate an EMP, so to speak, and say, oh, power's out now, we don't know what to do, they're going to let it happen. And that's why I keep telling everybody all the time, do not be constantly reliant on electronics for everything you do. That's what I talked about on the show last week. Make sure you have some hard maps in your area. I mean, you can go to AAA and get them for free. Watch them. You can order them online or pay a couple bucks for them. You know, your general area, your city, your county, your state. have maps and know how to get around, because if something goes sideways, the funny thing about it, it's not funny like ha-ha, but it's funny and humorous, is that a large percentage of the population is not going to know how to travel. They're not going to know how to travel. They're going to pull out their phones are going to be dead, and they're going to go, which way do we go? Ask Google. I don't know. Which way do we go? Well, let's get on that road, and let's go. They're never going to know. Nobody's going to know how to go anywhere. They're not going to do anything. And that's one of the reasons why I think this generation, especially this younger generation, this Generation Z or whatever, has been so indoctrinated through the public school systems and being reliant on the government. It's always the government to protect you. You hear all the time, we have to do this for the kids. We have to disarm the entire population. It's for the kids. Well, what's ironic is we've never disarmed the population of the United States for the kids. In fact, it was quite opposite up until about 30, 40 years ago. We allowed the kids to go shooting. Shoot, I know a lot of high schools back in the day. I talk to people all the time. Kids would go into high school with their shotgun in the gun rack still. They'd head out and go deer hunting or dove hunting or bird hunting whenever they got out of class, especially when they were seniors. What a big deal. Nobody cared. And the school shootings were like virtually zero back then. Why? Because we raised a self-sufficient generation. We didn't allow them to play on their phones because they didn't have any. We didn't allow them to sit in front of the TV because back then the TVs were kind of horrible. There was no internet. We didn't turn around and allow kids to have this unbelievably horrible attitude running around. I mean, I've seen some of these videos on YouTube and stuff you see pop up sometimes. And I mean, these kids running around screaming and cussing at adults. I mean, it's like 16-year-old kids. I remember when that blithering, idiot, pathetic child, David Hogg, got on television and was yelling and cussing at everybody, basically telling everybody that we're horrible people if we own a firearm and we need to disarm ourselves. And I'm sitting there looking at him like, do you really think anybody takes you seriously? And the problem is a lot of people do because of political correctness, because nobody wants to get in an argument anymore on a logical debate. Everybody wants to have an emotional argument. Everybody wants to sit there and say, I feel so bad. The kids need to have everybody disarmed in the United States. There's no logical facts to that. There's no legitimate purpose to that. There's just this emotional rhetoric that you've been basically lied to about your entire life, and you believe them, bought into it. That's why the high schools and the middle schools and the elementaries are doing everything they can to indoctrinate the children. They've done very well, and now they're taking it a step further and going out and telling kids, oh, it's okay, you're 5-6 years old, you can be a girl, you can be a boy. I mean, this is, it's the most polluted, perverted agenda I've ever seen. Even back in the day when most of the stuff, you go all the way back to the Roman Empire, there's always been stuff as far as with homosexuality or trans. I mean, that's obvious. We already know that. I'm not going to get into the whole topic again. But for most of the time, the children, in most cases, the education and what they learned and what they did, they were kind of off limits to a lot of that. Once they became teenagers, once they got older, if they wanted to engage in that lifestyle, that was that. But when you're talking about 4 and 5 and 6 year olds, that's off limits, guys. That is off limits. You have absolutely no business, no right to go in and start trying to indoctrinate 4 and 5 and 6 year olds into believing that girls are boys and boys are girls, and you can be whatever twisted, perverted thing you want to come up with that day. That's wrong, flat out. There is no question about it. And so this is something that everybody has to start realizing. If we don't take back our younger generation, if we don't start raising little Americans again, there will be no United States of America left in 10 to 15 years, because these idiots that are in school right now, that like David Hogg, once they get in positions of power and once they get elected, especially when we see now all this stuff, I mean, state of Florida is now passing, you know, basically, if you're a felon, you can vote. If you're illegal, you can basically vote. They're making everything they can. Now we have ballots in the state of Florida now that are in all Spanish, 100% Spanish ballots. No idea how to read a lick of English, but you can vote in an American election. I have a real problem with that. I honestly do. I don't have a bit of problem against anybody that's Spanish or Latino or Mexican or anything like that. But I'm saying I'm not going to Mexico and saying, I demand you give me an English ballot. And I'm voting. They're going to go, you're not supposed to be here. You're an American. Why are you voting in a Mexican election? Because I want to. I want to enforce your election ideas, my ideas, on you. And I want an English ballot now. Could you imagine what you do if you go down there and they'd be like, no, No. You can go back to the United States. Goodbye. That's what they say. Not in the United States, man. We capitulate to everybody in political correctness. But anyways, side note on all that. So that's just something that really needs to be brought up, and everybody needs to understand what is going on right now, Dad, because the truth about it is it's not getting any better, and we can sit and talk about it on the show as much as we can, and I try to do a lot of the stuff in person, and I try to contribute a lot as far as locally, and especially with my kids and other kids' friends, but we all have to start working together. It's not just enough to say it. We actually have to start doing it, and the only way we can do that is by doing it in our own lives and trying to do the best we can to raise these kids proper.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Austin. I knew that once you had children, you're going to see things a lot differently, because you always do. Because, you know, it's always easy to tell somebody else how to raise their kids if you don't have any children. But once you start having kids, you start realizing, wait a minute, this isn't as easy as I thought it was, especially with all the outside influences. We're going to go through some quick news stories real quick. Here's an article from the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. And I guess the Jews are kind of jealous that we have so many priests now being ordained into our churches basically that are gay. And so that's something that we kind of wanted to start here in the U.S. So here's the article. It's by Rabbi Daniel Landis, and it says, "We Orthodox Jews desperately need gay rabbis." Okay, I just thought I'd mention that to you. And it says, "Israelis participate in the gay pride parade in Jerusalem. The Hebrew sign reads, 'Come out from the closet. The closet is death.'" Okay? And it's talking about all of this stuff. And then what's so ironic to me, it lists Leviticus 18:22 right out of the Torah, which states that thou shalt not lie with a man as one lies with a woman. It is an abomination. And he goes, "It has not been erased from the Torah, but that biblical commandment does not give us a license to ignore or abuse a significant number of carefully observant Jews who are LGBTQ. So they're twisting the scripture to try to make it not say what it says anymore. So I posted this on our website so you can read through that if you like. I thought that was interesting. Here's another article. "It's not normal. There have been more than 500 tornadoes in the U.S. during the last 30 days. That's DARPA and our boys, you know, with our little harp stuff going on. Here's another article. "Cost of prescription drugs are increasing 9.5% annually, coordinated by the industry, many of whom have government patents on drugs or issued the government patents to the industries and can charge whatever they want to us, and the government doesn't try to regulate it." Why? Because the same people that control the pharmacies control the government. "After reviewing tens of millions of insurance claims for the country's 49 most popular brand name prescription drugs, a team from Scripps Research Translational Institute found that the net prices rose by a median of 76%, unbelievable, from January the 12th to December the 17th, with most products going up once or twice a year." Why? Because they can, because they told you that you can't stay healthy without taking these drugs. That's why they keep raising them. They made it an inelastic demand curve. By the way, we're getting mysterious flashes of light observed on the moon's surface. Guys, one of these days I'm going to do a whole show on the moon for you. The moon is not what you think it is, by the way. Breitbart, nearly 9 in 10 illegal aliens recently released into the U.S. are not showing up for court hearings. Wait a minute. You mean 90% of these people that are coming in that we're flying all over the country aren't showing up for the court hearings? Yep, that's what we figured. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Who'd have thought that? But how many of them do not want to get deported to their hellhole and eat out of the garbage dumps anymore? Well, I would show up. Nearly 9 in 10 illegal aliens who've been recently released into the interior of the U.S. while they await their asylum hearings aren't showing up for their court dates, according to a federal pilot program. You know, I don't even know what to say about this. Did anybody really think that wasn't going to happen? For almost half a year, the Department of Homeland Security has ramped up its catch and release of border crossers and illegal aliens, sending them all over the country via special transports to make sure they integrate into our neighborhoods properly. Whoa. Since December 21, 2018, they've released 190,000. This is what they're telling us they've released. Gosh, guys, it's so much higher. It's in the millions. And illegal aliens into the interior of the United States, acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleon told Congress this month that these foreign nationals are eventually given work permits that allow them to take jobs in the U.S. while waiting for their asylum hearings. Oh, gosh. It's not going to end. They don't want it to end. That's why they won't do it. And it's sad to me, Austin, that this is going on all over the United States. Here's another article. Medical kidnapping. A 3-year-old is forced to undergo chemotherapy against his parents' wishes. Then the state strips the parents of custody after the hospital reports them for being bad parents. Do a whole show just on that. Another one, Reuters is telling us that bonds are on fire as flight to safety rumbles on. The stampede to safety sent benchmark government bond yields tumbling on Monday, hoisted the Swiss franc to its highest in nearly 2 years, and gold to a 10-week peak, while oil veered close to bear market territory. So we've got some weird things happening in the market right now. Guys, thank you so much for listening today. You know, guys, I love you. I appreciate you, too. Had the opportunity to pray for you this morning. You guys are family. I had a gentleman call me this week, email me this weekend. His wife had a big fight with a family member. She was a long ways from home, and she kind of had it really messed her up. And he said, "Can you give her a call for me? I'm not sure what to do because she's messed up. She listens to the show every day." And so, I got this email yesterday morning, Sunday morning, real early, and I was in a hotel in Atlanta, probably being listened to by some kind of spying device. I picked up the telephone. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm calling this lady up, and I want you to pray for her, and I'm going to pray for her. And we're going to encourage her, just tell her to realize that God's in control and prayer changes things." And we prayed for her. We talked to her on the phone. Then I called her husband up, left him a message, said that I talked to her, his husband for her, to his wife for him. And guys, that's what we're supposed to do. You guys are my family. And I told you a few weeks ago, if you have an emergency situation and you support Health Masters, you support our show, guys, if you need me, you call me. I'm going to call you back. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to be there to help you. And I appreciate you. I love you too. It was my privilege to pray for you this morning. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Austin, I'll go ahead and do the write-up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Yes, absolutely, guys. Thank you for the continued support. And also, too, be sure to check out all the different specials we have on the website. I know I saw another article that was actually a couple years back. I was reading about it earlier today on CBD hemp extract. It was actually a study out of New York University, and it evaluated the potential of CBD to actually help alleviate mental disorders associated with anxiety. It reported that acute doses of CBD fully succeeded in improving the symptoms of anxiety disorder, OCD, panic disorder, and social anxiety disorder. The NYU study indicated the viability of high doses of CBD as therapy that can manage anxiety. As such, the whole plant hemp extract should have the highest possible concentrations of pure organic CBD, as I continue to tell everybody. That's why in our CBD oil, I have the third-party assay testing on the website. You can look at it. No hides, no gimmicks. The exact letter I have from them, copied it, scanned it, put it on the website. I don't know hardly of any other companies on the market that are doing that with a certified organic CBD oil. None. And what's crazy is ours doses at 300 milligrams per bottle, which 30 doses, that's 10 milligrams per dose, 10 milligrams per dropper, full dropper. And ours came in on testing, I think, somewhere around 12 milligrams per dropper on it. So we make sure the product is not only up to par, but it's over par essentially as far as the dosages on it, because I want to make sure you guys are getting exactly what you pay for, and too many companies out there don't care about that anymore. So thank you guys for the continued support. Thank you for everything you do. We really appreciate everything. Be sure to check out Product of the Week, the Ultimate Multiple Capsules on sale, and be sure to vote for the other products on there, which one you want to see win. We appreciate everything. Thank you for everything you do. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.